This weekend, more than 150 people were killed in a raid of the Ogasagu village in the Mopti region in Mali. It's the latest in a series of attacks between two ethnic groups, the Dogon and the Fulani. But Saturday's mass murder of the Fulani was an escalation in the violence. The International Criminal Court is now investigating. Corinne Dufka is the West Africa Director at Human Rights Watch and lead investigator for the Sahel region, and she joins us now. Corinne, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
What have you heard from those who have been impacted?
Well, we've just started investigating this incident, which, as you rightly mentioned, is the latest in a cascade of such violent incidents in central Mali. I had a researcher at the hospital yesterday interviewing women who were telling harrowing tales of their children being ripped from their arms and killed. There was another woman who had been killed, dumped in a well, and left for dead. Others who described children being put in a house to try to protect them and that house being put on fire. So we're just beginning our investigation into this horrific incident, and we are also pushing the Malian authorities to investigate and hold those responsible accountable.
Corinne, first of all, I want to just be clear. Were the majority of the victims here women and children?
We're not sure about the majority, but there were numerous women and children among the victims, that is for sure.
And who are the ethnic groups that are involved in this, for those of us who might not be following the story as closely?
The key ethnic groups are the Dogon, who are largely cultivators, and then the Fulani, or Pul, as they're known in West Africa, who are herders.
And can you describe what's at the heart of the tensions between these two groups?
There are a number of issues which are underscoring this rapid deterioration in security and increase in violence. First, there are longstanding tensions over access or water, but over the centuries, the elders from these groups have been able to achieve peace within the villagers. But since 2015, the armed Islamists who have been active in the Sahel region, coming down from Algeria earlier on, have been pushing into central Mali and further south into Burkina Faso, and they have concentrated their recruitment effort on the Fulani. And indeed, many of the Fulani have joined them. And so as that has happened, Dogon village defense forces have turned into offensive operations to try to address the expanding presence of these groups. Now, also underscoring the violence is the very sparse presence of the Malian security forces, who are simply not there and often don't act neutrally and impartially in responding to the jihadist presence.
Has any group claimed responsibility for the massacre, at least officially?
No, they have not, but the massacre is very similar to numerous other massacres that I have documented during 2018 and then also this year in 2019.
How does this fit into, Corinne, the broader context of human rights violations in the country, in Mali?
Well, Mali went through a spectacular meltdown in 2012, where you had a coup d'etat in the south, and then the entire north of the country was taken over by Tuareg separatists and armed Islamist groups allied to Al-Qaeda. Since then, the French forces in the region helped disperse a large number of those Islamists, but instead, from 2015, they started moving south into central Mali, and then, as I mentioned, further down into the region. Rule of law is very weak in Mali. The security forces, the often abusive security forces, engage in very serious abuses in the context of counterterrorism operation. That also drives people into the hands of the Islamists. On top of that, the judiciary is very weak. And it's important to note that individuals from both sides, both the Dogon civilians and Pul civilians, have suffered from very serious abuses in the context of this tit-for-tat violence. And the Malian judiciary has failed to come down on either side hard enough. And so, you know, the message to perpetrators has been that they can continue to take security into their own hands. So, you know, we're really hoping what with the pressure from the international community, the coverage from people, including yourselves, the presence of the ICC will help push the Malians to finally make good on their promises to impartially protect their population and to ensure justice for what are horrible crimes.
Corinne Dufka is the West Africa Director of Human Rights Watch. Corinne, thanks again.
Thank you.